Bangin' Beers Podcast, we are back, and if you're watching, we are live.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a few of those pre-recorded episodes that we've been putting up for you. We're going to be continuing doing that, 1 week live, 1 week not live. We have a pretty cool episode today. A lot of doubles, triple.
It's a heavy goddamn episode.
Yeah. And we're going to be recording.
Godspeed, Bob.
Yeah, we'll get to you in a second. So we want to thank
Hair of the dog.
Yeah, little hair of the dog for Bob today. So today we're doing a whole episode on New Trail Brewing Company. So we're excited about that. If you are watching live, please like, share, tag New Trail if you're watching. That'd be kind of dope. But yeah, we want to thank our sponsors, Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and now Pottsville, Pennsylvania, the second location. They provide high quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. We'd also like to thank our Patreon members. We have a $1 or $5 general support. So either one, and you can do whatever you want, but the minimum you could do is $1. We want to thank.
Yeah, as we get more Patreon subscribers too, like, we'll have some cool stuff we're working on for it too. Just we're waiting to kind of bolster that up a little bit.
So I pretty much said to our Patreon followers, like, were you watching the content? They're like, no, we were just here for the support. And I was like, cool. No problem. I appreciate that. So we took that content we made and we gave it to the public because it was good. I felt that was good content and why not put it out there? But it lets people know that we were making Patreon content, but our fans pretty much said they're just there for the support. But if more people join and want bonus stuff, come join and come hang out. We have Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Hyreth, in other words, Jay and Austin Blackwell. The beginning of this episode for the first couple minutes are going to be very heavy housekeeping. We have a lot to talk about. I have a lot going on. First off, I want to say if you guys are listening, please check out the rest of our stuff on the IWEP network. This is my last week of night shift at work. So very exciting going back to days, which means I can make more content. I'm going to be doing some video game streaming soon. We're bringing back interviews with everyday people on the reg more. And that's going to be more of like, I think I'm going to seek out people. I mean, if you reach out and you're like, hey, I want to be on your show, it can happen. But like, don't reach out and say, I want to be on your show if you've never listened. Cause I'm just like, especially if you're just like, hey, I just want to jump on cause I think you have a platform. Like, at least listen to an episode or two. That would help. It would make me feel a little better. Because people who don't usually tend to listen that come on and do the episode don't even share it after they're done. And that kind of bothers me. Maybe I have an ego. I don't know. But I mean, right? Like,
I mean, if you're going to be on it, share it.
Right? That would make you feel good. And then we're bringing back Not Cool in High School and Truth Behind Illusion, which is super exciting. They're going to, not right away, but they're going to be bi-weekly on Tuesdays. So Monday we have the show Welcome Back, which go follow them. Tuesday will be bi-weekly between Not Cool in High School and Truth Behind Illusion. Interviews with everyday people is just going to kind of pop up whenever. We're not going to advertise the next guest. We're just going to be like, hey, we're live, and then advertise after it's done. I kind of like that thing where it's kind of like, hey, you should subscribe to see what's going on. Tornado Tag Podcast will move after this week to Thursdays, which will leave our Fridays and Saturdays open. And then Sundays we'll be here with Bangin' Beers, which we're on right now.
Like, hold on.
Stoned and Nerdy and Hyreth, in other words, are still on the network. Tim has been very slow posting. He's going through that little podcast fog where he's just like, what am I doing? Mm. I've been there. You know, I've been doing it for years. Yeah, so show him some love. He's in that situation where I'm at, where it's like you put content out and see all the likes and all the shares and stuff, but no one actually gives feedback. So show him some love. It's a really cool show. It's something completely different than what we do on this network, and I really love having him. So show him some love as well. That's pretty much all I got for housekeeping. Merch. So our merch page, Tee Public, will be our exclusive T-shirt site. Teespring will be more or less our stuff that you can't get on Tee Public, like fanny packs and yoga mats and like blankets and like the higher end items like joggers and yoga pants and bicycle shorts, which is a new thing for the ladies. Now there will be some T-shirts on there because there is one Bangin' Beers T-shirt that I'm not allowed to sell on Tee Public. The Bangin' Beers Pornhub one. They will not. Every time I post it, they take it right down. So if you want the Pornhub shirt or the Peer Hub shirt, you have to go to Teespring. So it's not up right now, but I will be adding that very, very soon. That's pretty much all I got. Let's get going. So New Trail, first episode, first can. Let's get into it.
So we got the first one we got is the Coleman Terroir Experience. Terroir? I don't know. It's spelled like T-E-R-R-O-I-R, which to me sounds like terroir, like noir, but terroir. Terroir. I don't know. But you got to pull that, Bob?
Yeah, actually.
This one's like a double collaboration with two different hop suppliers, actually.
The terms, and I'm not sure how it's pronounced properly either, but usually it's a reference to like your local territory or area or range.
Okay.
I have a book on I'm trying to remember what the heck they call it now. When you brew exclusively with materials from the wild.
Yeah. And like if you go and you get like dandelions and shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they like, your area of your wherever you're gathering your stuff.
I think it is terroir.
I believe that's what Nightmare does. So if they have a beer that's like based out of like Greenland or something, like a Viking style beer, they try to get all of their supplies and stuff from that area and make it from that spot.
It's a wine term.
Yeah.
Terroir. All right, there you go. There's your French word for the day.
Before
terroir.
Bob reads this, if you are watching live, let us know in the comments. Say hi to us. Let us know that you're there. If you're hanging out on a Sunday and you're drinking some beers, let us know what you're drinking. I know coming up soon, Sundays are going to be tough for a lot of people, especially football fans. But you can check us out, you know, anytime during the week. That replay is always there. I do have one more housekeeping thing. I'm so, so sorry. Tornado Tag Podcast. I know if you're not a pro wrestling fan, it means nothing to you. But that podcast just broke the top 250 in the United States for wrestling podcasts, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. I'm very, very proud of that. That doesn't happen. Yeah, it doesn't happen often. And some of the names we were ahead of was really, really cool. And literally that was all because of you, because of the listeners. So if this is something you truly like and this is a show you're a fan of, leaving reviews on Apple, giving us reviews like 5-star, even if you don't want to write nothing, you write something cool, I'm going to read it on the podcast. That's a new thing I want to do.
Or
I want to
give us some constructive feedback. Like yeah, if there's something you don't like or something you want us to do,
or like
bring it up. We're always down for some ideas because we're just basically our goal is to bullshit and drink some beers.
That's pretty much what we're going for. Yeah. We're not coming from like the beer snob thing where it's like we know everything about this thing. Like,
we're not Cicerones.
Yeah, it's more like
but just, Bob might be.
Yeah, Bob's probably the closest we're gonna get. But it's more or less just like how you're saying, just hanging out. So if you can, please review, leave some reviews. If you are listening, check us out on other social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram. We just made it a Discord, and Andy's in the future looking to do some cool content.
Yeah, might do some fun streaming stuff on Discord. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, so come hang out and. Yeah, that's all I got. Bob, read it off.
Oh, wait, hold on. No.
So the Coleman Terroir Experience from New Trail. It's a Imperial Double New England IPA coming in at 9%. It's been checked in 3,270 times, averages of 4.11. 18 of my friends have checked it in, and with them, it averages a 4.16.
Okay.
Coleman Terroir Experience is a hazy double IPA brewed with a mixture of oats and wheats, hopped heavily with Coleman-grown Talus, Simcoe, and Amarillo. Expect notes of luminous citrus, mango flesh, and deep tropicals. This beer highlights the uniquely bright citrus, rich, dank, and effervescent tropical notes that their soil provides. And the flavor profile is hoppy, piney, dank, tropical, and thick.
That's thick boy. I don't think it's thick actually.
No. I think it's got the South mouthfeel for like with the wheat oats and stuff. Yeah, but I don't think it's super thick. It's not like it's hazy, but it's not like opaque. Like you know, you get the ones that look like fucking orange juice. This isn't that.
I think it's a little sweet actually.
Yeah, it's definitely tropical, like it's like a tropical fruit punch.
It's also not super fresh, like
not fresh,
not super well, because it was out a little bit ago.
Oh, so like, we sat on this a little
sitting
bit
on, but okay. Even for sitting, it's still,
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, it drinks great.
It's really good.
It's smooth. It doesn't have.
I'm trying to watch my pores since these are all fucking doubles today.
And it doesn't have the 9% taste.
No,
it doesn't like have a bite.
Yeah, that's another one where the ABV is like invisible.
Yeah, this could be dangerous.
I'm trying to
like I'm getting like those tropical notes on the nose, and it does have that dankness to it, but it's not quite cat pissy dankness.
Who is that? What were we talking about the one episode? You said someone put that on Untapped where they said cat piss. It's,
yeah.
It's a great description. It's not a bad description too. We're not saying it's bad. Usually when a beer smells like cat piss, we're all about it.
Yeah.
All right. We're not doing the scores anymore. So if you want to get scores, our new thing, go follow us on Untapped. I am going to be under Untapped as, I believe I'm Anthony. Banging Beers Podcast Anthony is my name. If you want to follow the rest of the boys here.
I am AJ Hare, my last name.
Bob G.
I forget mine.
Goober 86.
There you go.
Yeah, I always want to say Goober. Goober. Someone used to call me a Goober. So that's why I always see when I see your last name, I think Gober. So Gober 86, one more time.
And AJ Hare.
AJ Hare, Bob G, and Bangin' Beers Podcast, Anthony, if you want to follow us and see what we score these beers. I will say this
if one. If I scored, I'm a lazy fuck lately on my Untapped.
I only score the ones on the show. I did not protect the four on this one. I will say that. Yeah. That's our thing. Try to protect the four. We're a two-star podcast looking for a five-star beer. I love that. That's going to be on the show.
We got to definitely make that a logo.
Yeah. It's kind of on
TM.
There. TM. It's verbally copywritten.
We need to have Noah.
B. Ryan McAndrew. Actually, I know Brian. He's a fucking good dude.
Yeah, we should have Noah edit the logo so the first two stars are filled in, the last three aren't, and then the bottom five are filled in.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call. It's a real good
Maybe
call.
When we do the actual, that the phrase logo thing,
yeah,
we'll do that.
Brian is a home brewer. He likes them. He makes his own brews. So you got to come on the show, man, and bring some beers and we'll try them out.
Oh, hell yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, too, I believe I share a birthday with Brian. I think we have the same birthday. He used to be a manager at GameStop, and I used to go in there and talk to him like for 13 hours a day. Really cool dude. So thank you for hanging out with us. If you are watching, man, give us a share. Let people know you're watching. What do we think of this?
I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
You're killing me with these pours.
This is a fantastic IPA. Like I said, it's for a 9%er. This is fucking dangerous. Like the tropical notes are there exactly from the description. Like it's like a tropical fruit punch with that bit of dank to it.
Yeah,
and it's that. Yeah, this definitely could be a trouble beer.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up too. We have a few episodes going to be like a variety, and then we are coming up with a lot of episodes where we're just fully showcasing a brewery, which is really, really exciting. Got some really fun stuff coming down the line. We'll give you a little spoiler, and Android Theory is coming, and a whole another episode of Android Theory, which is really fun. And we have a lot of cool ideas we're cooking up in the future.
And I brought a handful of beers back from North Carolina. We're going to sample on another episode soon.
Yeah, like a travel episode. I think the last time we did that was Bob's Beers. Yeah, that's what we need. I gotta reach out to Tori, maybe make like a Bangin' Beers Podcast logo where we all look like Boz Burgers characters. Yeah.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. All right, let's get the next one poured up here.
You got it, Billy.
Go a little lighter on my pour if you pour it for me. It's a sprint, not a marathon. I mean, I'm probably not as bad as Bob, but I'm definitely feeling it from yesterday as well. I drank a lot.
I couldn't drink yesterday. I tried. Like, I was like working on my studio and I'm like spackling drywall and shit. I'm like, this is the perfect opportunity for a beer. And I think I had like two.
I had a buddy who just turned.
Maybe it was three.
No,
it was two.
Just turned 21. And he's like, hey, if you're coming over to watch wrestling, can you bring a couple beers? I said, I can do that for you, man. So I brought some beers for him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So how about that CM Punk? I went back and watched it, dude. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's so cool, right? I'm wearing my CM Punk shirt today.
I've been a half-ass wrestling fan probably since he left. And I'm probably going to have to get cable or something so I can watch AEW.
Or we can just hook you up with a Hulu.
All right, that works.
I had to pay for, I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I'm paying for unlimited streams because there's a few of us on there, so everyone can watch the live TV. We're poor, man. We
can make a collection.
CM Punk returned. If you're, like I said, the show is going to kind of dip into different things. So Bang and Beers might turn into Tornado Tag or Not Cool in High School because we're open to talk about anything here. But yeah, so CM Punk has returned to professional wrestling after 7 years, which is super, super exciting. I'll tell it to you as if you're the listener, as well as someone who doesn't give a shit or knows about wrestling. So CM Punk was this guy. Thank you so much. Who was this guy who, that's good. who was someone who was given an opportunity to do like a promo, like a, and he, they call it the pipe bomb, where he kind of spoke the truth, but he was still kind of allowed to say it. But he was speaking out against a lot of things that wrestling fans were upset about.
Kind of like Peter Griffith doing Grinding Gears.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
He literally did the Grinding Gears. Yeah. And it pretty much changed the landscape of wrestling, because then the smart fan, like the people who weren't smart fans became smart fans, and then the people who were smart fans became even more cynical. And it was more or less like, hey, things need to change. And him saying that sparked people who were fired from this company and who weren't good enough to be part of this company to say, no, we are good enough. We just don't fit your mold. Let's make our own mold. And every other promotion, indie promotions, and then which we have now is AEW, were all sparked because of this man's vision. And he went on TV and spoke this vision. And then for 7 years, people just took that blueprint and modernized and changed professional wrestling. And people, every arena around the world would chant his name, like, come back, come back, come back. People begged him to be part of it. And he did everything except professional wrestling, which drove everyone nuts.
Especially, he's not a good MMA fighter.
Yeah. I mean, he also went to UFC.
But he did it.
He went to UFC, which is the top of the echelon, and tried to fight some of the best.
But he did it.
Yeah, he tried. Not many people would train and do that. Yeah. And he returned for the first time in 7 years to a deafening crowd, people in the crowd crying. Like, it was really emotional. He was getting emotional, and he's finally returned to the world of professional wrestling.
I think my favorite thing about it was when he did like the stage dive into the audience.
Into the crowd. Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
And he came back to his hometown of Chicago, which every time there was professional wrestling in Chicago, there was almost guaranteed to be a CM Punk chant. And he was gone for seven, like, would not even talk about professional wrestling for 7 years. And he finally came back. So it's a really big deal. And if we thought he changed wrestling before, wrestling's going to even change even more now.
AEW, I think they made, like, as a very, very, very casual fan, like, these days, like, AEW just turned a corner.
And Daniel Bryanson is still on that list to come back. And now there's rumors of Bray Wyatt going to AEW. So
Bray needs to grow his beard back, though.
Oh, looks pretty rough. All right.
But we got what's her name? for him.
And I mean, if his wife was a big deal too, AJ Lee.
Yeah.
We might even get AJ Lee back at some point, which would be amazing. But what do we got here?
This one's the Trellis Hazy Double IPA collab with Warwick Farm Brewing. I have not heard any Warwicks yet, but I've heard great things about them.
And it's also with
we've had Warwick on the show.
Have we?
Yep.
Maybe I haven't been on.
You might.
It's also with breweries in PA as well, I believe, on this one.
Oh yeah, it is breweries in PA. So if you don't belong to that group, you should.
It's a great group.
It is,
and
they have the best map of breweries in PA.
And we're cool with those boys. They do a great job. They've been on the podcast, and now that we have the technology to have people join us virtually, you may see a member of breweries and PA on very, very soon. They do a great job. Their news source is really good. I think what I'm going to start doing for weekly episodes is maybe pulling news from their site and using it as topics for us to talk about. That's going to be coming up very soon. So we're going to have we kind of use Untappd, because I mean, we're not affiliated on Untappd, but we think it's a cool app. And
those fuckers didn't even like my picture in front of their offices.
Oh, well, then you know what? Untappd, you're dead to us. You know, now,
all right, off to Beer Advocate. Oh, wait,
is that still a thing?
It is, but it's owned by Untappd.
we kind of use things that we're passionate about. And I think one of the things that we can do is use what's topical. When we are actually live and not a pre-recorded, we can talk about what's going on in the world of beer through their website.
My only warning, if you go to the breweries and PA group, is if you post a beer, make sure that glass is fucking clean.
Yeah.
Or you will get raked over the coals.
Yep.
Spoiler alert. These are probably as nuts.
There are no bubbles, man. We're good. Dirty Glass Mafia is not coming out.
Oh, they need a shirt. The Dirty Glass Mafia.
There might be one.
I'm really nervous.
All right, Bob.
It's a great group.
All right. So this one is called Trellis. Again, it's a Imperial Dub New England IPA coming in at 9%.
That drinks a little more like a niner.
Not a little bit more, not much more, but.
They don't have beers in PA listed on here like they did on the can, but it is indeed a collaboration with Warwick Farm Brewing. It's been logged in 3,137 times, averages a 4.18. I've had 12 friend check-ins where it averages 4.11, and I have actually had this one before myself.
All right.
Trellis is a hazy double IPA brewed with fluffy oats. brewed in collaboration with our dear friends from Warwick Farm Brewing and breweries in PA. Hopped heavily with HBC 586, Sabro, and Citra. HBC 586 is a new experimental hop from the Yakima Valley, known for its high tropical notes. Expect
that's what they want us to think. It's just from Umbrella.
Yeah.
Expect notes of papaya, pineapple juice, and rich citrus. We brewed Trellis for our love of the craftsmanship behind growing hops. We're constantly inspired by the relationship of growing vines have with their environments. The flavor profile is hazy, citrusy, tropical, pineapple, and fluffy.
Yeah.
Fluffy's a flavor.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, Warwick Farms is really cool. I believe they're if they're not done, they were working on it pre-pandemic. They had, like, you couldn't go to Warwick and sit down and have a beer.
I think it's open now.
Yeah. They kind of had like an outdoor outside seating. Yeah. But at the time, it was cold, and nobody wanted to do that. It could be open. That's something. If someone's in the chat, you can comment below to help us out. But I believe Warwick Farms is at a point where it is now, I believe, open. You can always go there and pick beers up. And they're also professional wrestling fans. They do a hop series where it's just like it's not the suplex, but it's something. It's a luchador mask, and it's like this is the Simcoe series, and this is the like. So I they do a really good job. I've never really had a Warwick Farm beer that I didn't enjoy. I believe when you drink them and you're drinking a 9%, you definitely know you're drinking a 9%. Like they're not trying to hard it. Like
yeah, that's what this one. Like I am getting a little bit of booziness on this one versus the other one, but the tropical life is there. It's another like tropical fruit punch almost. Like
yeah, it's a delicious beer.
I'm getting like a melony, like cantaloupe type smell off the nose, but like definitely the pineapple, and it's another good one. So that's one thing too. Like I always like New Trail always gets a lot of heat because all their beers are the same.
They're not.
They're not.
No,
there might be subtle differences, but there are differences. Like, and we've talked about this on the show before, but you had Header,
yeah,
the one time.
Myself and Ben back in the day had an episode where it was me, Ben, and Andy Header, who hates beers. So we knew going in that every single beer that Andy was going to drink, he was going to say, "This is fucking awful."
Yeah.
And unfortunately for New Trail, that was a New Trail episode. It was all New Trail beers. But the reason we had Andy on was because Andy he despises beer, but he was willing to try a sip or two of each one. But we wanted to get across the point that, yes, a lot of people give them shit saying, oh, all you make is hazies. You're just probably changing the name in the can and calling it a different beer. And even Andy said, he goes, even though I don't like beer, every single beer tasted completely different. And that's what we're trying to get across. Like, listen, if you're good at something, if you're Ronda Rousey and you go in there and you can lock an armbar in within the first 3 minutes, that's your career. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you're going to make a lot of money doing it. If New Trail likes to make hazy IPAs, I will continue to buy them and drink them all because they're good at it.
Yeah. No, like New Trail, everything I've had from, I have not had a bad beer from New Trail. Like, and their non-IPAs are fantastic too. Yeah. Like, I love their Lazy River Pilsner. That's like my go-to grab.
Pocket knife.
I just want an easy drinker, grab a six pack of that. I absolutely love that beer.
There's one here in the lineup that if I see the original version of it, I will get it every single time. If it's on tap, I will drink it every single time. Pocket Knife's another one. I love Pocket Knife. It's a great beer.
I can never remember the name. So when I go through,
there's so many,
I know their new like seasonal one, like the hammock one. Oh, yeah. I fucking love that one.
Yeah,
that's good. I like the one winter one they put out. Frost is really good.
I don't remember I had that.
The only one that I never got a chance to have, and I'm so depressed because I wanted to try it so bad, is I'm a big Broken Heels Broken Heels fan, and they did a Galaxy version and I never got a chance to try it.
I'm sure they'll do it again.
I was heartbroken. But this is another one where I think on a Sunday we should take a road trip and go up the trail. And
yeah,
you can bring the doggos.
Yeah,
they're dog friendly.
I'll bring one of them.
Bring one. Who are you bringing?
Probably Loki.
Good. Yeah, I like
he's that. Not loud.
Yeah.
Penny will be like, Tyrion will be annoying as fuck. Actually, no, you know what? Tyrion's actually pretty good when he goes out
by himself.
Yeah, because he's getting all the attention. He's good.
He's only kind of a dick at home because
he's
fighting for asshole. He's fighting for attention. He wants all the attention.
He gets it anyway. Even when there's no one there, he's a dickhead when he's at home. Like I can't kiss. Like now that I go to work earlier than I used to, like Rich is still in bed when I leave usually. So like I'll go and be like, hey, go and kiss her goodbye, and Tyrion like. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna throw you out the fucking window.
I fucking love all your animals. They're my best. They're my favorites.
They are fun.
Yeah, but
I want to choke them sometimes.
All right. That's a good beer. It's a really good beer. I probably should have went higher on my score than I did. I'll be honest.
That's I mean, really, these kind of fall where my like most of my new trails are 3.75s to fours to me usually, and these are staying right around that area.
Yeah,
but I mean, this one's a little, like I said, it's a little more boozy than the other one.
Mm-hmm. But I like it more. I would say if
this is a good one because it's not dangerous. See that the dangerous ones scare me sometimes because like I'm drinking
a
5.9%ers.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Those are ones I usually put like one in the fridge at a time.
Yeah. Because like I'll do something like I'll be like working on songs or something up in my studio, and I'm like, I'm gonna have some beers. And then like next thing I know, I had 3 9%ers. I'm like, fuck.
Why can't I see?
I'm like, this isn't working now.
I always love the can art. And that's another thing too. Since New Trail has gotten like we've been doing this podcast now for 3 years. You can definitely see at New Trail definitely changed their style up, and the work into their can art and everything else has gotten insanely good. Not like it wasn't good before, but it's like you can definitely tell they're putting the effort into their labels. Yeah. And every single can is really cool looking.
Is especially like the more foily looking.
Yeah. Does anyone own any New Trail merchandise?
I have a
hat,
a shirt, and 2 hats.
I need a hat. I think I need a hat or a shirt. I don't own any New Trail. I mean, I bought my share and weighted gold in beer. I just never bought any merchandise. I think that's where I feel
if
like
I go to the brewery, I'll probably buy
that's something. My thing. I'm not buying stuff online from places unless I can't physically go. That's my so when I go, I'm like, oh cool. Like Heidi's kind of aware, like if I go to a brewery, I have to buy a piece of merchandise. That's just like that's like my keepsake, you know.
I've actually bummed my one regret in North Carolina is I didn't get a chance to get to the Edward Teach Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really wanted merch from there, so I might have to see what they have online. Because if you don't know what Edward Teach is, Edward Teach was Blackbeard, yes. Who was killed off the coast of North Carolina. Like, that's where Blackbeard made his last stand. So, like, Edward Teach Brewing is Blackbeard.
Oh, that's sick. I did not know that.
Yeah, so, like, oh, shit, that's empty, though, at least. But, yeah, so I might have to go check their website out. But I had a bunch of their beers down there. Oh, and they were all fantastic.
I cannot wait to hear about your trip.
We're going to have one of them in the North Carolina episode.
Cool. Too,
so.
Well, speaking of road trips, it's that time of the segment. Road tripping with Rosa.
So, last trip was yesterday.
We need a button. Like, we hit it. Like, like a little jingle plays, and it's like, road tripping with Rosa.
We can record that. We can make it happen.
Yeah, like a car... starting in a horn honking.
Yeah, you need B-roll, man. We can make B-roll up.
Yeah.
So we started the day yesterday at the Roasting Ears of Corn Festival down in Allentown. It's a Native American get-together. It's an alcohol-free environment there. I think we
how'd you handle that?
I survived.
Be shaken. Be like, oh, boy.
I took Rosa the 1 year and she really enjoyed it. We started going every year last year. They didn't have it because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for maybe 3 hours. It was a friend's 50th birthday party yesterday, and we left and we hit the Retriever Brewery in Orfield.
That is on my list. I want to go there so bad.
A really nice place, a beautiful building. A ton of outdoor seating. They had a food truck on site. The Retriever, the dog. It's so they're dog friendly. There might have been half a dozen people who had their dogs with them there.
Dude, if I can get drunk and pet doggos, I'm fucking in.
Yeah, I have definitely go back again. I had 3 different beers and a cider. They were all excellent. Good time.
When they first started, they did a thing where they went around and just started adding people on Instagram, and we're one of them. Like, they found us and sent a message like, hey, we're a new brewery coming. I'm like, fuck yeah, how do we get your beers? And he like, you had to drive up here. I'm like, it's downtown, it's a little bit far. And it was middle of COVID and I was still night shift, so it was tough to go up and get their stuff. But I'm glad you got to experience them and talk to them about them on the show, because they're on my radar.
And actually, I did get a gift certificate for the show to give away.
Oh, nice.
It's digital. They didn't have actual paper forms there. I haven't been into my email to figure out how to download it yet. So that's coming up somewhere here in the future.
We do still have a lot of gift cards to give away. We're pretty much just waiting on engagement. You know, it's hard to do giveaways when no one really typing or commenting or saying reviews. So here's our thing. We have We have some ideas coming up very soon. We still have gift cards to give away. Like we have one for Lanahu, right? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have them. We have the Craft House one.
Yep.
The Craft House one I gave away. And then the guy who was supposed to, like, I messaged him like, hey, can I give this to you? And he was just like, stop talking to me. So I just whiteout, new name, you know? So we have gift cards. So let's do this.
And I have another giveaway.
Oh, you have an awesome giveaway coming.
Sick. So
I'm upset we can't compete for it.
I'm just waiting out for the right time to drop it. So,
yes. So
we're waiting on some extra engagement, but it's a pretty cool thing that I think
it's not, he's downplaying it. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the challenge we're going to do. If you're listening, leave us a review on iTunes. Just our review, or if you can't do it on iTunes, if you're not an Apple user, leave a comment on this video wherever you're watching it, or comment on our Instagram post or any social media. Just comment.
Are very active on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that is like, I mean, when it comes to the beer side of things, like other than following us on Untappd, Instagram's our best platform for the dailies.
Yeah.
So really follow us on there, because that's where I've been posting every other day.
Yeah. Bill's been doing what, more of the Twitter?
I've been some Twitter stuff. Yeah. I've been hopping around on all,
like, yeah, Machete just doesn't text, I don't tweet, so Billy, you can hint. But I've been really ramping up our Instagram, so
cool,
please come interact with us.
Yeah. So we have a lot of cool stuff to give away, but it has to come down to you guys interacting, so let us know, and we have some fun.
I can't
stuff.
Wait,
well, you know, and actually too. Speaking of that, I know at least one of the ones that I gave in, it's only valid for a year, so maybe we need to take some time after the show today and make sure that nothing's expired on us.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, as well.
Good call, Bob.
And if not, I'll give you the money, and we'll
just fucking spend it and use it to get beers.
Yeah, that's very true.
We'll
as well
spend it for ourselves. Fuck you all.
You don't want to talk to us? We'll drink it away.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, our daily, join the, if you're a part of the Facebook group, like, we can't drive all of the engagement on the Facebook group, and we need your help to do it. Like,
listen, we can pay all the money instead of getting cooler equipment and doing cooler things, like giving it to you, the listener. We can pay and have all these social media platforms really, really push us like every other famous person does, or we could rely on our listeners and just hope that we bank on ourselves. But like, you know,
Facebook community is for you guys to interact and share what you're drinking. Like, we want to know what people are drinking day to day. I mean, whenever I'm having a beer at home, I'll usually slap it up there, or if I'm out at a restaurant, post it up and share it. And like I said, join us on there. And the one, we can grow that, we can all get to know each other better.
Absolutely.
Or even use it to point us in the direction of a brewery that we haven't had on before.
Yeah.
Listen,
or
not mention
a beer we haven't had
before. Yeah, we haven't mentioned anything, or you have something cool, be like, yo, you guys should check this out.
Listen, man, we want to bring that fun beer community to our page. There's a lot of great ones out there. There's Honest Trav's Dive Bar. There's the Breweries of Pennsylvania group. There's, you know, Wine Hops and Road Stops. All have great communities. And listen, there's room for all of us. Fueled by Hops has a great community. Let's build it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be podcast related. We're here just doing a podcast. We're going to do it regardless. But the idea is to put over the brewery. It's not necessarily about us. It's about putting over the people that make the beers. And that's been our goal since the start. And that's going to be our goal as long as we go, you know. But boy, this Pointing East is fucking delicious. This is the one where I want to keep. Well, I just looked at the collaboration, and that makes sense too. I love the fact that New Trail has been doing more of opening their doors and collaborating with people. And they're even so much to the point that they're doing.
Who do they do Pointing North with?
Same.
Was it also Levante?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Levante, they did Pointing North, South, and East. So we
an East.
A West.
Oh, yeah. We need the West Coast, baby.
Yep.
I know. Have not had the South.
I
thought Pointing East was the first one.
Pointing West should be like,
no, I think North was first, and
was it
South, and then East.
Oh, duh. That we're at Pointing East. I thought Pointing North was the first one.
I think we're north, south, east.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, New Trail has been so awesome with collaborations. They even made exhibition packs about it that we've had on the show,
which we did our two shows ago.
And we had every single one except for one, the Attic one. That one
was the best one.
It was. We fucked up. We drank it. But yeah, so this is, does anyone have it open to read? Or if not, I do. You got it ready?
I posted it already.
All right, I got you. Pointing East New Trail Brewing Company IPA Imperial Double New England 9% ABV IBU. That, I think IBU has died, right? Like no one's really doing it.
IBU is the rating of bitterness. Mm-hmm. So the higher the IBU is, the bitter the beer should
be. The more the hoppy you're going to taste.
Not necessarily hoppy, but the bitterness of the beer.
Yeah.
What's the IBUs on it?
It's NA. They said
yeah. There's a lot like. A lot of the New England seem to not rate it because I think because of the oats and everything, really, just
bitter.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. New Trail Brewing Company, collaboration with Levante Brewing Company. Pointing East is a hazy double IPA brewed with our friends from Levante Brewing Company. Brewed with oats. That's where it like that creamy. That yeah. And Franco Belgian wheat, directional hopped with Galaxy, Talus and Amarillo. Expect lush tropical notes, rich citrus flesh. Is that what that says? Is that flesh? Am I dumb?
Yeah, like orange flesh or grapefruit flesh.
Makes sense. I immediately went to my horror movie brain and I thought, you know, human flesh.
Cannibal.
A deep earthly darkness. This beer is amazing. Here's another one I want to try to do. Do you have highlights when you read it? Does it say like highlights from people who've yes. made reviews? I'm gonna read some real quick. Bill G, if you ever know that guy.
No, I don't he know
said,
that guy.
He yeah, said another good addition to the series. Not one more direction unless they're starting to head northeast. I like that. Eric P says hazy, juicy tropical dipa collaboration with Levante East Coast beer is on point. And Dom the beer pro, DTBB, which is yeah, Compass doesn't point east, but apparently my beer choices do. Typical excellence from trail team going cray cray for the hey hey, super crunk and hazies. A lot of
cray
juicy
cray for the hey.
I love it. Juicy is goodness that to fill my belly. We need him on the show. It sounds like he is.
I think he started out as a friend of mine and then he friended everybody on the podcast then.
I love him. I love it. Dude, his reviews are amazing. How do I toast him? How do I toast that
go
review?
Click on it and hit toast.
Oh, okay.
You can comment on it too.
I'm gonna comment right now. We need stop putting the other D.
I might be the minority because I don't love this one.
Really? I love this.
I think this one's really boozy and has like an astringency to it.
Wow. Okay. We just got a follower on Twitch, by the way, too. Thank you so much for I don't get the alerts because we're using StreamYard, but Ray Clay is now following you on Twitch. Thank you so much.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not bad by any means, but this one, I don't know. Like they had this on draft at the Little Brown Barrel in Minersville, and I also thought the same thing. It's like I'm tasting it like maybe there's something broken in me, but there's some kind of astringency to it that like I don't love. Like this one tastes like alcohol to me. Like I don't think this one's an easy drinker, in my personal opinion.
See, yeah. I would attempt to drink these all day long.
Okay, weirdo.
Yeah, I don't know. I just did something about this one. It's still good, but I definitely know it's high ABV.
Oh, it's definitely yeah. You know you're drinking high ABV, but it's that I think the oats and the Galaxy for me pushes it over the edge. I would try to drink these all day until I took my pants off.
or
shit my pants.
Maybe that's why you have to take your pants
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You're not taking it off for fun reasons because no. You shit your pants.
What's that video of that little girl? And she's like, her mom's like, why are you screaming? He goes, because I shit my pants. I didn't want to shit my pants. That would be me drinking beers. I've never shit my pants drinking beers, by the way. I just want to put that out there for the audience. I'm not opposed to it, you know?
I mean, it might happen one day to one of us. Especially with all this lactose.
I know Ben's
shit.
Not here to talk about it, but I know we talked about it in the episode. The Ben shitting his pants story is one of my favorite beer drinking stories of all time. You bought a glass off him recently, right?
Yeah, I did.
Which one did you get?
It was the Yoshi one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it has all the Yoshi eggs and stuff. And I needed a new Teku.
Yep.
Because one of our dick piece of shit cats knocked mine out of our disc drainer.
His beer collection is pretty phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. That got me in trouble, too. Because what the hell was it? The Affogato from Imprint, maybe? No, not Imprint. Who does the Affogatos? One of the New York breweries. It was dangerous. After the new trail episode. Like, I got home and I'm like, I probably shouldn't have driven home, but it didn't hit me until I was in Palermo. I was waiting.
Yeah, for you got me in trouble because they think you left here drunk, and that was not the case.
I was not drunk at all.
Until and you went then to Ben's.
I get there. I wasn't drunk there either. I drove home. I don't drink and drive. But like, I felt 100% fine, and then it hit me.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally standing waiting for my food at Palermo's, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
It just comes crashing down.
I'm like, by the time I got home, I was still okay. Yeah. And then I'm like, I shouldn't have driven from Palermo's to my house.
That's what I always say to people about these kind of beers is like,
they're time bombs.
It's 0 to 100. It's not like a slow getting drunk and you're like, okay, I need to slow down. They just hit you
immediately. I want to be very clear. When we do these episodes, we do like there's times where there's still a lot of beer left in these cans, and we don't leave here and make like in the past. I can't say that, but recently, or more than recently, we've gotten to a point where it's like we want to make sure everyone's okay, and we're not breaking any laws, or we're not risking anyone getting hurt or hurting somebody else. So when we do it, we do really, really small. That's why we have these small glasses. We do really small pours. We drink, we hang out for a little bit after the show. We talk, we drink
all
water.
All these here are probably equal to having about one full pint.
Yes, and then we're drinking Powerade throughout the episode. There are times we get a little sauced, you know, because you are drinking quick, and you know what I mean? But for the most part, no one here is leaving under the influence, and we're making sure we are safe. So just for the concerned listeners.
Don't think that we're
idiots, because we don't condone that stuff. Like, we don't want people. Bob gets a ride, you know.
Yeah, I have a designated driver just before that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are careful. We don't want to do that. We don't want to condone drinking and driving. That's not our thing. No. We are a beer podcast. But we're not frat
sometimes
boys.
Sometimes it happens.
It's like the Nick Swartzen. I gotta get my car home.
No, it's sometimes like the thing that sucks is that like everyone has a different tolerance, I think.
Absolutely.
And you may not be drunk, or it might hit you later. So it's just a weird thing, but like, we don't condone it. Like, the best, always find someone to drive for you or get picked up or something. But because we don't really have Uber around here,
there's like one person.
Yeah. So then we're like probably from fucking Tamaqua or something.
Yeah.
But we don't condone it at all. So don't ever think of that. But like, everyone does it. So you just got to know your body and all that portion of it.
Yeah. And if you're too much, just call a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you think that it's been a questionable time, please call a friend.
Yeah.
But I know if I go to like Harrisburg and I have two beers, I'll be all right.
Come on. Well, what the thing is that that's nothing we want to do is, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with, and that's why breweries serve food is good. Like, you can get a little meal in your belly, so it's not just pure alcohol hitting your empty stomach, or, you know, it's okay to order a water while you're in between your beers. Like, enjoy yourself. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I think a lot of these people who are like that we appeal to is maybe we do appeal to the hardcore craft beer drinker, but maybe we also appeal to the people who are like, man, I want to maybe get involved. Because when I go to a bar, I love talking to people who I'm like, oh, I know you're not really, you don't look like a craft beer drinker. Like, and the demographic and is usually an older crowd. You see someone a little older, you're like, wow, look at you in a craft beer. Good for you. Because I think a lot of people are closed-minded in the older scope of beer drinkers. And you're like, what do you think of the new place? And I do all the time at places, and it's cool to see people opening their minds. But you got to be careful, because some of these beers taste really, really good, and like we said before, they're 9-10%, and you think you're drinking a Miller Lite, and the next thing you know,
I don't know. My favorite thing about the craft beer stuff is, so I was at Pilgeroo, I think it was their grand opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went, me and Rich went with their parents. We were sitting at one of their outside tables, and some random Potsdam's Finest came down, walks in, bounces right out. Can't believe they're charging $7 for fucking beer. I'm like, that's to keep people like you out.
Yeah.
Go up to the Pottsville pub.
Yeah. Yeah. Go buy $1.50.
Another example of that, like, I was at the Marion Hose in Jim Thorpe one time. Their whole deal is everything is about being from Pennsylvania. All their beer is brewed in Pennsylvania. All their wine is from Pennsylvania.
Their whiskeys are not, but they have a fantastic whiskey list.
But even their food, they try and they have like a footprint, and one of their stated goals is to make the footprint smaller every year and bring it closer to where they are.
That's awesome.
And that's my number two place in Jim Thorpe.
And this couple came in and sat down next to us, and the guy looks at the beer list, and he elbows his wife, and he goes, they don't fucking have Coors Light here. That reminds so like when the waitress comes back to take their order, he's like, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you have Coors Light or Budweiser on the menu? And she explained the whole thing to him, and he goes, what kind of stupid fucking idiot came up with that idea?
Like, please leave, sir.
Oh yeah, his wife was embarrassed. But yeah. I mean, but like, obviously, it's a successful business model.
Yeah,
it's cool when you support people.
Similar situation. I was at the Tap at Humboldt the one time, and when it was the old bar, and I went after work, and a guy comes in, and he's like, he sits down at the bar. He's like, "Can I get a Coors Light?" And the bartender just goes, "No." She's like, "Well, you can go next door and get one of those." I'm like, "Yes."
The six pack shop.
Yeah.
I love
that. That said, they broke down a little bit now. Lager and PBR are on the tap.
Not wrong with that.
No, no, that's okay. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
There is like, at least for us.
Once you have like 50 taps, it's okay to have like one of them on it. But
you know what? I drink all that. Yeah. So I went to a wrestling show to see. Remember Gangrel?
Oh yeah,
I seen Gangrel live.
Dude, he looked like in good shape.
He looks awesome.
Yeah,
I would watch. Gangrel. I saw
some pictures a few years ago. Yeah. But like the picture, someone shared it, I think in the Tornado Tag group,
mm-hmm.
and it was like Gangrel looks. He's fucking.
I would watch him on TV tomorrow. But this place we went to, the Falcon's Nest, they let you go to the bar right outside the place where you watch wrestling and bring beers in. And dude, drinking beer and watching wrestling is my favorite fucking thing. And it's not a
Marty Jannetty.
It's not a craft beer centric place. You know, I think there was one or two in there. I was like, oh, okay, that's a little out of the box, but they did have a nice selection. They had a lot of different things. And there was a good old Jenny Light. And I had fun fact. I think Jenny Light's better than Jenny. I think I like the Jenny Light better. I think it has more flavor. I had both. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to discriminate. I drank Jenny the whole time. I loved it.
Now, speaking of cheap beers, I have a very... Have you ever had Narragansett?
No.
Narragansett, yeah.
Narragansett. So that's like the PBR of like fucking... Like, where's it from? Rhode Island, I think.
I think so.
Dude, I love dirt beers.
I'd be in Philly and Narragansett would be like... It'd be like $5 for a pint of Narragansett and a fucking shot of Jameson in Philly. They're apparently marketing it as craft now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's like the PBR of like New England, basically.
If you are watching live or if you're watching later, tag your favorite domestic or what we call, I call them dirt beers.
Because I was at the Little Brown Barrel two weeks ago, I guess, right before I went on vacation. And I was like, yo, they have Narragansett on tap. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. Brian sent me in. He's like,
I keep, how is it pronounced, Bob?
Narragansett.
Yeah. So Narragansett, and he's like, yeah, they're charging me for like craft sixtals of this shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Brian sent me into the beer store because I went to get beers for last night, and he's like, just get me like a tall can of something, like a Miller Lite, a Coors Light. And I walked in, and I was like, the Miller Lite wasn't very cold, and I was like, I wanted to buy it cold so I could drink it when we get there, and I was like, I grabbed a PBR for him. I'm like, I hope you're cool with this. And he goes, oh, 100%. I was like, yeah, this is where it is.
I got to keep my shit out. The Holy Hand Grenade, Mickey's.
Oh, the Holy Hand Grenade. Hell yeah.
It's going away.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that the hand grenades weren't part of the cut.
Mickey's is part of the cut.
I think Mickey's Ice.
Nah, I think Mickey's was part of the cut.
I think it's really? Mickey's Ice.
That sucks.
I'll have to look.
All right, let's get to our next
Mickey's
one.
Mickey's Ice. Because I was very concerned as well, even though I haven't had a hand grenade in probably like fucking 15 years. Not that it matters, but I think it was Mickey's Ice that was on the cut. So we'll have to report back.
So this is the WESP, is brewed in support of the World's End State Park,
which is a really cool ass state park as a part of their state park series.
Yep. I was going to bring one of the Keystone State Parks, which was the first of the series, but I drank them all.
If there's not a Locust Lake or a Tuscarora bear, I'm riding. We need a Locust Lake bear.
Maybe we can reach out and help them make it.
Oh, my God. New Trail. If you listen, I doubt they'll listen to this, but if you do, can we be a part of the Locust Lake or Tuscarora bears or both? That'd be amazing. This hazy double IPA is brewed with copious amounts of oats, then overly hopped with Vic's Secret, Azaic, and Illustrious Galaxy. Put all the galaxy in the world in beers. I love it. This double IPA will provide you an immense aroma flavor of all these hops are known for their tropical and dark nature. World's End State Park is situated within a narrow S-shaped valley of the Loyal Stock Creek at just east of Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, surrounded by a Loyal Stock State Forest. And a 780 acre offers visitors a diverse recreational opportunities with a pristine environment. This rugged, I'm sorry, I'm dumb. This rugged natural beauty coursing through the heart of the endless mountain landscape provides many photographers possibilities.
Possibilities. Brian has been up there, got some really cool pictures up there.
Nice. Get out there and enjoy the great outdoors and leave them better than you found them. I like that. So clean up after your fucking self. Don't be a dirtball.
Take out what you bring with you. Jesus Christ. I can't stress that enough. If you go hiking or you go camping or you go to a state park, take your fucking garbage with you. One of the biggest pet peeves is when, like, we'll do Appalachian Trail hikes, and people throw their garbage all over the place. Like, fucking throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to put a goddamn wrapper back in your pack?
Yep. 8.8 ABV, IPA Imperial Double New England from New Trail Brewing Company. Has anyone gone there physically yet?
New Trail.
Yeah.
No, because when I was in Williamsport last time, they weren't open yet.
Okay.
Like, they were open at, I think, 4 o'clock or something. We were there at like 2.
I don't have any highlights for this beer.
I was on my way to the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon.
But I will read off some reviews. So Steven from our boy Steven from the Beer You Are podcast, he says Haze Bomb, he gave it a 4. Dean Kerpner. DK Rest, he gave it a 4.30 because he has that premium. And then Eric P, he wrote Double Down on Galaxy Plus, Vic Secret, and Isaiah Tank Beer is the World's End. He gave it a 4.25. And then Spive, who's been a great
pal of the podcast,
he's one of the first people to buy a podcast t-shirt. He gave it a 4.75.
I don't know about that, but it is a good beer. I bought this weekend and had it at home while I was working on my painting project, and it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good beer. I like it a lot.
I think it just came out.
And we can all not fret. The Mickey's hand grenades are not going away. Okay. It is Mickey's ice that has got the axe.
Okay.
I had to confirm. So if you like shit, absolute garbage beer, but in a cool bottle, Mickey's is still alive.
No RIP to Mickey's.
Unless you like Mickey's ice, then sorry.
Yeah. We have a dirt beer episode coming up. We're going to bring all of our favorite dirt beers. And
we have a few different things we're working on. We're working on a few new shootouts because we know everyone loved our seltzer shootout. That was probably one of our biggest engagement episodes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not one of our favorite things. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But so we have a few different shootouts on their way in for a few episodes too. So we'll probably bring the dirt beers back too.
Yeah, we have a lot of any of your ideas of fun ideas you want us to do on the show. We always have that. We always keep that chair open if you want to come hang out.
Yeah, like, we always have a guest. We get to bring you in. You want to jump in, have a good time? It's open.
So this is one that I was looking for a while. When it first came out, I couldn't get it, and I guess they re-released it. Triple Broken Heels. So Bob, you want to read this off? This is our home run hitter right here. This is the bring the court bat out. We're smacking this out of the park.
I figured to save the triple for last.
That was a good call.
Just real quick before Bob goes, like, Broken Heels, I am so happy they put that on a 12-pack now.
Yep.
Because it's such a good beer.
Do you remember we went to, did karaoke, and they had Double Broken Heels on tap, and I got smushed on it?
Vaguely.
Yeah. We left here, did an episode, walked to the bar up the street, and they had Double Broken Heels on tap, and we drank like 2 pints full, and we're just like, we can karaoke.
With the compass.
Yeah, the compass rose, yeah.
So Triple Broken Heels, triple New England IPA from New Trail Brewing of Williamsport, PA. Comes in at 11.5%. It's been logged in 2,334 times. It averages a 4.28. I've had 13 friend check-ins, averages a 4.38 from them. And Dom the Beer Bro is one of my highlights.
Read it up.
Dom the Beer Bro is out and about on this fine day, and his journey took him all the way to Exeter.
I fucking love this guy.
After all, why not? Why shouldn't I day drink on Thursday?
I like this guy.
Easily the smoothest triple IPA I've ever imbibed, and Jimmy Russell levels of dankness, folks. Super good.
I feel like Dom the Beer Bro walks around wearing fucking pit vipers. He's got a mullet. I'm just envisioning Dom in my head. Cut off jorts, fanny pack. I feel like I love this guy.
Jorts are my favorite thing ever.
Oh fuck! So. I hate the fact people make fun. He's like, look at John Cena. I'm like, you shut the fuck.
Well, no, hold on. John Cena, George, different story.
We're like, they're longer.
No, I'm talking like they need to be jorts.
Yeah, above the knee.
They need to be cutoffs.
Yeah,
yeah, homemade
They need to be cutoffs. I don't need a hem on the bottom. I want the phrase.
Yeah.
Because literally, I went and bought American Eagle jeans and just cut them fuck off because their actual made jean shorts are shit.
Yeah. Well, no, these are actual made. These are nice.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Yeah,
but they don't. They still don't fray like they should.
Yeah, but they're comfortable.
I couldn't justify the cost though. Even when I worked there, still because they still cost as much as the regular jeans. So get the jeans that fit better and cut them the fuck off.
Yeah, good call. Good call. I have a problem where people think I wear the same clothes all the time. But I'm the person if I buy a pair of shorts or a pair of jeans and they're comfortable, I buy like six pairs. And I have the same six pairs of jeans.
But I also wear the same pair of jeans for like.
Yeah, well, they also say not to wash jeans unless you absolutely have to.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you just woke up a beast for me.
Yep.
Dude, I literally like this. I'll wear the same pair of jeans for like four or five.
I'll get very angry wearing jeans after they were washed because they don't like feel right.
But also like going from the stretchy jeans to like normal jeans is like ugh,
awful. Yeah. Dude, flex fit is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Look what you did to us, Dom the beer bro.
Our favorite hazy IPA, Broken Heels, tripled. We dialed this hazy triple IPA all the way up with hand selected citra, mosaic, and eukanot. We packed in the aromatics of deep citrus, rich conifer, and gushing tropicals, all followed by a low bitterness and big body. And the flavor profile is citrusy, tropical, boozy, sweet, and malty.
So that was one of my first things is like, it is malty. And I'm like, how? Guys, I know this isn't old. It came out within the past like few weeks.
Yeah.
But it is definitely malty.
Like maybe a month at most.
It reminds me, honestly, of like Dogfish Head, like, 90 minute.
That is malty.
Yeah.
Especially on the back end.
I'm gonna start commenting on people's things that we read their post on.
You can tell this is 11.5% though.
Really? I don't think so.
I taste the alcohol. It is fantastic. This is a good like snifter type triple. Like a good like last time I think we were talking about shit was the barley wine from Trogues that they did the collab with New Trail. The beer,
but I have like two of those left, so maybe
this is a good snifter IPA.
That's I can tell there's alcohol there, but I would still never ever.
Oh no, it doesn't taste 11.5.
No,
but I could taste the booze on it. The pininess is definitely there, and the, like the hint of citrus, but the maltiness is very upfront. I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great beer.
No, it's definitely a good like slow drinker. And I honestly think this is the one that, because we saved this for last, so it's been sitting out for a little bit. So I think it's actually better, a little warm. And I kind of find that with beers that are higher ABV like that, or like triples or like Russian Imperial stouts, like as they get warmer because of that grain bill that's in there to make it a triple.
All right, here we are. I have a feeling New Trail's going to win it all tonight. beer of the night. I'll start with you, Bob.
Ooh,
did I score Broken Heels? I don't think I scored it yet. I'm commenting on other people's stuff. So if I read your stuff earlier and I missed you, I apologize. I will start doing that. We'll start tagging you on that your thing was read on the podcast.
That's a toughie. These were all pretty good.
This is gonna be tough to pick.
I know my winner. You want me to go first?
I'm gonna go with the experience.
All right, well, I'm gonna support Bob because I agree.
Really?
That's my number one. Like that is just like a little like tropical fruit punch. Like it's fantastic. And just that hint of dankness, you don't know it's a 9%er.
Phil,
I mean, I don't know if that's a negative or a positive sometimes, but that's my favorite of the group.
What are you going with?
For me, it's between that and the Trellis, but I'm gonna go with the Coleman.
All right, I'll go with it too so I can keep my vote for the next one. All right, there it is. Your beer of the night is going to be the that one. Bill, you start us off. Second place.
Second, I'm going to go Trellis.
Trellis?
I'll second that.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm going to vote that because...
Yeah, I like that one a lot. It's still not my favorite one out of them, but it's still good. I'll go with my next one. I like the fucking... The hazy double, what was this one called? Pointing East. I really like that one. I'm cool with that one too. That was delicious.
Triple Broken Heels is my choice for third. Cause, and it's different than the rest of them. Like, they're all hazies. This isn't quite a hazy. It's a malt forward IPA. So it's not quite West Coast, but it reminds me a lot of like Dogfish 90 minute.
I think the triple drinks 20 minute. I think the triple drinks smoother than the double.
Yeah.
But I really like the triple, like the whole Broken Heels series is fantastic.
It's a great beer. New Trail, if once again, if you're listening and you like your boys, if you make Galaxy, please make sure we get one on the show. I want to have it so bad in my life. Anyway, your vote.
I'll go triple.
Triple. Triple. All right, triple wins at mine. Go fuck yourself. You know, pointing east.
Pointing east and World's End State Park are both fantastic as well.
Here's my favorite thing about, I think if I had to give a vote for like overall presentation beer, like instead of like a can art, but we're doing overall presentation, I would go with the World's End State Park because it tells you about a location in Pennsylvania.
Yep. I agree.
And it also puts in the description, like, don't be a piece of shit and clean up after
yourself. And here, like, my favorite thing about New Trail is it's affordable.
Yeah,
like there are so many beers out there, the 20 or 20, and I've bitched about this on the show multiple times, but the 20 to 20 plus four packs of is it gets ridiculous after a while.
The only ones I could see costing that much are ones that come from like far away, just because of travel.
As long as they're made and, in the window.
Well, that's what I mean. Like ones that come.
I can get that because it's already slightly above average price to start with, and then you have to deal with all the transportation.
I mean, East Brothers is they ship theirs to Shangies and it's all over the place.
Yeah,
it's still affordable and it's from California.
I'm just more like Great Notion, Tripping Animals. Like they get here quick, so they're still relatively fresh, but they already have a high price point at their own tap rooms.
Yeah.
And then in order to get it into distribution and here of all places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with all the retarded laws here.
Yeah. I will usually balk at any beer over $18 four pack.
Yeah.
Which
honest, I don't even look. I just
shit, like, I'm like, I want that. But because then like what happens when you buy a $24 four pack and it's a piece of shit? I'll be mad. I mean, I'll drink it, but I'll be mad about it.
That's why I'm going to start doing the variety
for if you can do more varieties again at Craft House, that'd be fantastic.
Well, while we're there for plugs of the day, Bill, why don't you start us off?
Oh boy.
I just set you up for the Craft House.
Just set me up. Yeah. Most of these,
the only place you can get Schnitz Creek in the area, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we go and pick it up and because they don't have a distribution license. So if any brewery doesn't have a distribution license, we can go to
Craft House
and pick it up and sell it. Until you sign a distribution
thing
with I've either Shangies or Dirdak or whoever.
Fuck the BLCB.
But if they don't
have a shirt.
But sitting outside of our house.
But if they don't have any distribution rights. Like if New Trail didn't have any distribution rights, we could drive up and buy it.
And resell it.
But because Fourscore, we could drive down and pick it up and sell it there because they don't have any distribution rights.
Yeah.
But
We need to do a Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek.
I've been watching that show. It's so fucking good.
Rolling shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to do an episode because they're the champs right now.
They are.
I'm sure we could probably reach out
to them and with our contacts. I'm sure we can get an
episode
a
there
with them.
Yeah. We'll try to do that. Champs are here, baby. Anything else you want to plug?
Just check out the other shows on the network.
I love it. Thank you, Bob.
Shout out to the folks at Retriever there. I have my I believe I'm wearing my Lanahu shirt today. Shout out to them.
That raspberry lager was unbelievable.
Dude, the IPA they had was fucking fantastic too. Holy shit. Lanahu, definitely. I need to get up there.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones I keep forgetting about.
Yeah.
You're coming through the area, just don't stop at Yingling. Check out Pilgaroo and Black Rock. You probably actually walked all three of them in 15 minutes.
Yep.
If that. Yeah.
And then you can stop at a bar in between here and there too.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Park Hotel's opening soon.
Really?
Which was the Greystone. So.
Oh yeah. That's going to be a cheesesteak place. Yep.
No. The Park Hotel.
There is a cheesesteak place.
Matt's Cheesesteaks is moving.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who's opening the Park Hotel? The people who own Here Piggy Piggy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
I just remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Park Hotel's opening soon.
Just want to say, spot of the Here Piggy Piggy has our sticker on their food truck, which makes my fucking day because I think they're the best food truck in the area.
It's such a cool place. Like the Greystone was like the crowd's weird depending on what you're looking for.
I loved everyone in the part.
But everyone there is awesome, and they are one of the few bars that know how to make the proper cocktails.
Yeah, I miss the Greystone.
Hufflebox is opening again soon. I'm told
with the outside seating.
I don't know if that's going to be ready, but the Hucklebox is finally going to open again soon.
Cool. The worst bathroom in school county, but I love that bar.
Yeah,
it might not be the worst anymore.
Yeah,
who's your?
Well, they were remodeling, but as far as men's rooms go, I think the worst bathroom in school county is likely.
It's not the place to poop.
Well, not the place to poop either is the one in Lazarchik's. Because it's like a urinal in a closet.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. What do you got to plug?
I'm working on some cool stuff for this show. So
I appreciate that.
Hopefully I've been really focusing on our Instagram. So please, you know, engage me. I will follow up with you. And I have a really cool giveaway coming up soon. I can't wait to put it out there. It's fucking beautiful. I mean, we think it's really cool. Yeah. So hopefully you guys do too, because it's pretty sick and it's a one of a kind item.
We don't even own this and we all want one.
No one else in plenty of people have bought Bangin' Beers merch, which is great, but no one has this, and it is going to be fucking cool.
You will have this, and everyone on the show wants it.
Yeah. I am going to tell you the only thing about it is it's 16 ounces.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So that giveaway is coming. And I mean, once we do that, like I it's probably going to be an Instagram, focused giveaway.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do something for every platform. We're gonna try to, like, our community page, we'll try to do a giveaway for Twitter.
Yeah, they still have my Twitter account locked. So
really?
Yeah. So I can't.
What did you do?
I said, that's what I don't get. I like they say that I violated the site rules. And so I've read the rules like five times. In 9 days, I have six posts and they're all of a beer, and the only person I've tagged is the brewery.
Yeah.
So there's.
Did you appeal it?
That's weird.
That's so strange. I know Facebook appealing stuff is pointless because there's not even humans that run that anymore.
No.
It's all computer.
Like, I love when people get like flagged for stuff that's like, this isn't even offensive.
Here's the thing.
Like, your dad keeps getting pinched for some reason.
My dad keeps getting hit on the community page for posting beer stuff.
But none of us have issues.
The day may come. Here's what I'm saying too. If you watch this show and you're watching it live on Facebook, the day may come where Facebook just, because we get shit for posting beer content, but Anheuser-Busch can pay.
Well, exactly. Like, literally, your dad had a post about his post being taken down
because of beer related.
And I scrolled, and the very next thing I saw was an ad for Busch Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there may be a day, and this is why I tell everyone to follow us on other platforms. Because
Facebook is trash.
A lot of major platforms are saying we're getting away from Facebook and we'll just go strictly Twitter. Like, this is live right now on Twitter. So if you are on Twitter, you can watch this show on Twitter when we're live. If you want to watch us on YouTube, we are live right now on YouTube. Yep. We are live right now on Twitch. So the day may come where Twitter dies. You know, we work really hard to get all users to follow our pages on Twitter. On Facebook. That's what
The fact that breweries and BA exists and all the people post there don't get pinched.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's such a fucking weird ass algorithm bullshit. Yeah. So
just in case that day comes where we get shut down, follow the other pages on other platforms, because you never know what's going to happen. And I'll just stay with that. Just follow the IWP network. Support the network. It means a lot for you to go and share and like and leave a review, and it really, really helps us grow. We truly appreciate you, the listener. Comment, you know, when we do this and we read a comment or you tag us on Facebook or anything like that, like, it feels good. It's really cool to engage, and come engage with us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And
we will engage with you too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we usually will respond to every single comment you guys drop at us. So, like,
please, thank you to Walt for buying our hat. He was wearing our hat at a Reading Phillies game.
Yeah.
Super dope. So if you buy merchandise, take a picture of it, send it to us. It means a lot. And we'll share it on social media. It's really cool to see our merchandise living in the free, in the wild. It's nice. That'll do it for Bangin' Beers Podcast. Here's some Faith in Exile. We'll see you guys next time. We're about to record part two, so you'll see in a couple weeks. So We'll see you then. We're out of here.